what you have to do is you have to agree with what's being told to you or what you're being presented with, and then you have to contribute to it. So if they say, watch out, Mario, that car is speeding, like I might get hit. Like, watch out, Mario, the car is speeding. And I can be like, oh yeah, it's flying. Like, they're doing 85 and a 35 and it's driverless too. Like, I add on to it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's a real thing or not, but you add on to it. So the yes and theory is really just acknowledging the other person's perspective and point of view, and then trying to complementarily add on to that. The problem is you don't always want to say something complimentary. You might have a different opinion. So how do you actually agree with someone that you don't actually agree with? Someone might throw out an idea, or they might have a particular thought. You don't agree with that thought. So typically we say things like, but. The minute I say but after you just spoke, that tells you that I haven't even heard a damn thing you just said. What it really says is I've been waiting for you to shut up so that I could actually say my counterpoint. So when we're like in the mindset and in a framework where all we're really doing is looking for the counterpoint, like what am I going to say next? Then you're not actually present enough to actually hear and deeply listen to what's actually being said. So yes and has actually taught me to like take more of a pause. Because I have a lot of energy. I do want to throw out a lot of ideas. I do want to jump in. But I don't want to look like I'm always counterpunching someone else's thoughts. You don't have to agree with their point. But reiterate something that they said that lets them know you actually heard them and you deeply listened. Then add on to that, not with a but add on to that with a different thought and ask them to be included in the thought process. And that, to me, is the best way to use the yes and technique.